Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for the opportunity to once again address this body. I wanted to follow up a bit on the comments the Russian colleagues made, especially those related to the United States. I have listened closely to the comments of my colleague who joined us in the Perros GGE about how the Russian Federation views the international security environment. In his comments about the United States, he talked about the United States having a military potential, which I understand is quite significant. I would be very curious to understand more from him about how he views ground-launched anti-satellite missiles and whether he views testing of those as a demonstration of a risk, a danger, or a threat. In particular, I take note that he is the Russian Federation's desire that space should remain free of conflict. I think that is an important issue for discussion here. But I would take note that when Russia conducted their anti-satellite test last year, and his Russian colleague, when they talked about the reasons for doing this anti-satellite test, was to increase the defensive capabilities of the Russian Federation. And so in that respect, I would welcome Russia's views on, since you have begun development of a capability, you have demonstrated a capability to destroy a satellite, do you believe that international humanitarian law would apply to the use of such a system should you need to use it in self-defense in the future? Because I think that's one of the key questions that I have regarding our work here, is how do we cover these ground-launched missiles that many countries appear to be developing? And also, I'd like to point to our Russian colleagues that we believe we are taking the traditional approach to the development of these issues related to both norms and legally binding arms control. My colleague has cited SSD-01. I'd like to point everyone to the final report of the Ad Hoc Committee on the Prevention of an Arms Race in Outer Space, which concluded in 1994. This was the result of SSOD-1 tasking the Conference on Disarmament to look at the issue of Perros. And I'd like to point out that its task is to identify issues relevant to the prevention of an arms race in outer space. And certainly, I believe the prevention of conflict in outer space is relevant to that discussion. And I'd also like to read from that report about the summary of the discussions they had in this first session of the Conference on Disarmament, recognizing that many of us were not here at the Conference on Disarmament in 1994. It says, quote, "During the annual session, in the course of the debates, as well as in the open-ended consultations, the attention of the committee was drawn to the issues of the adequacy of the current legal regime, confidence-building measures in outer space activities, and terminological aspects of the work of the committee." So it seems to me that the history of this issue has long incorporated these issues related to norms of behavior and transparency and confidence-building measures, and not just a singular focus on an arms control agreement on Perros. We may have some additional comments as we consider some of the other discussions that have been raised today, but thank you for the floor.